Hi there, this is Adam Carver recording this audio boo on Monday the 12th of October 2011, and it's great to be with you sharing these boos again. Today I want to entitle Thinking Like Machines, and a really interesting article recently that mentioned things like Farmville. If you are on Facebook, as I think half the country are now, then you will be aware of a game called Farmville where you set up a farm, you grow crops, friends come around and help you. And if you manage it well, you get farm cash and move up a level. It's this idea of managing a farm. As a teenager and at university, I loved playing the game SimCity, where you got to manage a whole city. You started in 1900 and new technologies became available to you, and the goal was to build a metropolis full of happy, thriving people. Again, you were this manager of a whole city. Or a good friend of mine loves playing a game called The Sims, where you were in charge of another person and you build their house and you decide what job they do, you decide where they go to work, you decide who they date, you decide when they see their family. You manage their lives totally and completely. Now, on the face of it, these are fun games. They are addictive, I have to say, but they are just fun. But what's interesting is that when you look behind the games, you see something and some thinking and some ideology that's crept into our culture that is definitely not fun and can be quite harmful. A guy called Will Wright, back in the 1980s, developed these games. He was the first to develop Sim City. But he got all his ideas from a man called Jay Forrester. Now, Forrester was a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and he was one of the most powerful technocrats of the Cold War. In the 50s, he built a giant computer network that prevented nuclear apocalypse. It was America's early warning system. But Forrester became so convinced that computers were the way forward that he felt that humans should be done away with altogether in the decision-making process. He was so convinced that because human beings could not see the consequences of their actions, but computers could, that actually you could model anything. In the 60s, he used computers to model anything as a system, a factory, a corporation, even a whole city, and told those in charge how they should run the systems. Forrester said that his computer models revealed a fundamental truth in every case. The danger was putting people in charge. Particularly, he riled at politicians. They were always trying to change societies to fit their political visions, but because they couldn't see all the effects of their actions, there were always unforeseen consequences, and out of that, Forrester said, came chaos. So Forrester put forward a dramatic alternative. Give up trying to change the world. Instead, just manage it as a machine and keep it stable. Now, to some extent, we go, well, that's just a man in the 1950s and 60s who said this stuff. But think now of then the game designer Will Wright took those ideas and then produced it into a game which many of us may have sat and played for a little while. But what happened really was Forrester introduced the idea that you cannot change the world. And Wright helped bring into the heart of our culture this extraordinary assumption that all we can do is manage things, which challenges what we've known since the Enlightenment, that human beings have the imagination to change the world and bend it to their will. And how often in things does that subconsciously affect our ideology? How often do we believe that we actually have the ability to change the world? And how often are we stuck in this rote and this place of believing that all we can do is manage it? That we have a lot. We have been given something. Our role is to manage it, to keep it going. Many of the environmental people will tell us, this is what we've got. We can't change anything, we've just got to manage what we've got. But think of how that puts down and presses down everything we believe as believers of Jesus Christ, who says you can go out there and change things, who says you can make a difference, who says there can be real and positive change. And yet much of our culture, there is an undercurrent that says you can't do that, you can't change it, you can't do anything massive, this is what you've got, be happy with your lot, just stay there. But I think we have to be really aware of what goes on in our culture and what underlines our thinking. There is a thought there, and it comes through in these really simple games, for example, that, well, you just manage this and you succeed. But God says to us, yes, I want you to manage what you've got, but you are here to change the world. You are here to make a difference. You are here to do something much bigger than what you've already got. If you follow my ways and follow my laws and do as I say, then you will have great and wonderful success. Let's not be content with just being managers. Let's be content with being world changers. God bless.